Bank of Cardiff, this is Patrick.
Hey, Patrick, this is John at Vulcan Excavating. Looks like I missed one of your calls earlier today. Just wanted to give you a call back.
Yeah, how's it going, John? Yeah, I called earlier about some pre-approved equipment financing and working capital.
Oh, okay. That's funny. They told me it was about somebody else that we were lending with.
Oh, yeah. No, I actually got you pre-approved for working capital and some equipment financing as well. Yeah, we're just looking to get in touch, see where you guys might be needing any financing coming up. We had you pre-approved over here for $250K. So, you know, I just wanted to see how everything was going, if you guys needed some extra financial help coming up.
Okay. Well, how much does that, I mean, $250, that's a lot. I wouldn't need any anywhere near that.
Okay.
You know, well, what kind of rates do you guys have?
We have a few different programs, so you know, we do both. We do equipment financing, working capital. Are you familiar with either of those programs?
Yeah, I know what they are. We use working capital loans.
All right. Okay. So I mean, is that what you're going to be more looking at? You know, it is 250, but you know, it is you know, kind of max amount. If you weren't interested in 250, you could take, you know, whatever you see fit, and also whatever we got you approved for.
Okay, yeah, I mean, we're talking more along the lines of like 50, maybe 75. Don't really have anything going right now, but I just kind of wanted to see what you guys were all about.
Okay, for sure. All right, and then were you looking for more working capital then, I'm assuming, right? It wasn't so much equipment, you were looking for some more capital?
Yeah, just cash.
All right, cool. How much were you looking for? You said 50-ish, 70?
Yeah, I don't have anything specific right now, but... like to know, you know, what's available. If you, I mean, how does that work? I mean, if I don't need anything right now, but you got me pre-approved, how does that work?
We do. You know, I can just circle back around a few times a quarter. You know, just keep you guys in touch. When something does come up, you know, that way we'll be in contact and can go from there. It is a pre-approval though, right? But yeah, if you don't have any immediate needs right now, that, you know, it would still work. In the future, if we were to get back in contact, you know, what's a good time of year that you were looking on bringing on some more capital?
We're probably not looking till the fall. I mean, we have everything in place already for summertime, so maybe September, October.
Okay, for sure. Yeah, I can go ahead and make a note of that as well, and keep checking back in with you guys too. Can you tell me a little bit more about what you're going to use it for, and I mean, what you're expected to get back on it. You know, what you'd be expecting to get back on your return on the investment.
Oh yeah, well, it's usually to bid on jobs. You know, we have to kind of front the cost for it.
Okay. Right. So.
The workload is set through the summer, but fall, I'm sure we'll be coming up on others, so I'd like to know what's available.
Yeah, I don't want to lose out on any jobs, too.
How far, you know, in advance would I have to, you know, go through the whole process with you?
You know, if you were looking to, you know, get those jobs secured and everything, you said September, correct?
Yeah.
You know, maybe July, you know, I'll keep you guys in contact as well, you know, just make sure nothing comes up before then. But, you know, probably around July we could start getting the ball rolling. It is a very quick process with us, though. We do have a very short application process, and then we do a 24-hour approval, and then 48-hour upon that approval of funding. So, you know, it is pretty quick. You know, if you didn't have that need till September, you know, we probably wouldn't need to get everything going till a little bit before that. But, you know, definitely would have to get that, you know, squared away before. You know, you don't want to be doing anything last minute as well.
Yeah. Okay. So tell me this. If I, you know, just give me a straight answer. If I borrow $50,000, how much is that going to cost me?
$50,000, well, you know, it depends a few more, I need a few more information on that. You know, it really depends on, we got a few different programs, so, you know, I got to see what ones you'd qualify for, and it also depends on, you know, what you're looking to do with it, and then, you know, what you do look like on paper. You know, I'd need a few more information.
So does it make a difference what I do with it on how much it's going to cost?
Yeah, it actually does, you know, because we just need to know, you know, where it actually is going to be used for, you know, and, you know, what program you would qualify for, you know, based on a few other factors. With our working capital, though, it is based off of sales. So do you know how much you did in sales last year?
About 750.
Okay. So, yeah, we're with our gross annual sales, or with our working capital, excuse me, we're able to unlock about 10 to 15% of that gross annual sales unsecured cash. So, you said you did, what was that, 700,000? Is that what you just mentioned?
Yeah.
Okay, so, I mean, yeah, based on that, we'd probably be able to get you about, like, 70-ish. So, you know, right in that ballpark, you were looking at 50 to 70 in the first place. Yeah, and, you know, that's all unsecured cash, too. So, you know, you'd be able to use it as you see fit for your business. How's your credit looking, though? Is it good, bad, you know, somewhere in the middle?
Oh, yeah, credit's good.
Okay, you know, that's good, too. You know, no problem with that. Like I said, we have programs that work with credit tiers A to D. So, you know, with that good credit, we'll probably be able to get you in a better program, better rates and everything like that.
If the credit's good and, you know, I get into a good program, how much is that going to cost for $50,000?
It's generally 10 to 15 cents on the dollar.
10 to 15. It's like 10 to 15%.
No, it's a cent to the dollar, but that all depends. After you know the application goes through, you know, once we figure out what terms and you know what you actually would qualify for, you know, I just need a few more information then before I could actually get you some hard numbers, and you know, I don't want to get you any unrealistic idea on what you actually would be paying for that.
Okay. All right. Well, I'll tell you what. Why don't you send me some of the information? I'll hold on to it when time gets closer. Maybe.
Yeah. What's a good email I can get over to you?
You can send it to John.
Okay.
JohnEXC.
Okay.
9742.
Okay.
@gmail.com.
All right. And that was a Gmail, you said?
Yeah.
Perfect. All right. Yeah, I'll go ahead and do that right after we get off. Yeah, it's a pretty quick process though, and it's a pretty good simple application. Along with that one page app though, I just need the 6 months bank statements when that time comes. So you know, if you did that later on in September, I'd be needing the 6 months previous to that, and then I'd be needing your most recent tax return. So do you guys take credit cards over there too?
Oh, no, we don't.
Okay, that's good.
Quick question before I go. How did you guys end up getting my information to, you know, be able to say I was approved?
Right. We actually, it was based off of your relationship that you had back in 2005 with Bank of the Ozarks. It's a UCC filing we got information on, and it was based on that relationship you have with them and off of your DMB credit profile. So, you know, we took some past financing history into account, but it was based off of your relationship with them and then your UCC and your DMB credit profile. So
Oh, okay. All right, well, yeah, send me that email and you know, we'll be in touch.
All right, definitely. If I don't hear back from you too, when's a good time for me to follow back too? I know you didn't want it till later in the summer, but
yeah, maybe August.
Okay, so yeah, I mean, I'll go ahead and call you back in August, and then I mean, I'll check in July and, you know, make sure everything's still going well before then too. But
all right, sounds good.
All right, well, thanks for your time. I'll go ahead and shoot that over. But, yeah, it was nice talking to you.
Cool. Thanks, man.
Yep, thank you.